Beloved radio friend, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus and welcome you to the closing subject in relation to God's purposes with the nation. We will conclude our study on this theme by again reading in Matthew's Gospel chapter 25 the description our Lord Jesus speaks regarding the judgment of the living nation when he returns to the earth. We read at verse 31 through verse 46. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye've done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angel. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his precious word. We would come to the closing thought regarding the program and the purposes of God for the nation. We have noted carefully from the Word of God, there will be a complete final destruction of Gentile power at the coming again of the Lord Jesus back to this earth. We have also noted from our scripture in Matthew 25, one of the first acts that our Savior will be set up on this earth, the throne of his earthly glory. Upon that throne he will sit in judgment upon and over the nations, and determine from the living among the nations that remain at his return to this scene, he will determine which of them shall have a place in the glory of his kingdom, which of them shall be banished eternally from the glory of his kingdom into hell. Now may I point out, there are certain classifications of persons to note. First of all, let us notice the king upon his throne. For our Lord Jesus Christ will be the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And he who is the destroying stone of judgment against the nation, a stone of destruction, shall be a stone of expansion. He will reign, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And I want you to think of the king. He will be king over all the earth. Then there's another classification of people. They're known and spoken of by the Savior, the King himself, as sheep. That's a classification of persons upon the earth that by him are determined and called by him his sheep. Then there's a third classification of people. There are those whom he calls the goats. Now keep them in mind, they're separate. There's a difference between the sheep and the goat. And then there's one more classification of people we should determine in this scripture. And the Lord speaks also of my brethren. Now let me repeat. There's the king, there are the sheep, there are the goats, and there are those he calls my brethren. Now keep before you these divisions of personality. You know who the king is, and you know he will be sitting upon the throne of his glory with great and universal authority. The sheep, as we determined, the sheep are those who in that day will be welcomed into his kingdom. Let me read verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And there you will recognize, to them will be given the invitation and the assurance they will enjoy the blessings of the kingdom, which will be of an eternal character when he sets up his throne of glory. And then you will note, if I may point it out to you, you will also note that in relation to the goats, the Lord says to them, and may I read it in verse 41, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. To one group he says, come into the kingdom. To the other group he says, depart. Now, on what basis does he present his decision? Well, as you've read the chapter, and as we've read it and spoken of it, we repeat again that the Lord gives them their place in the kingdom or the rejection of it according to their actions toward his brethren. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, to the sheep, he says, ye have done it unto me. And in regard to the goats, he says, you did it not to one of the least of these, my brethren, and you did it not unto me. Now, who are his brethren? Briefly, quickly, those brethren are his fellow Jews, his own people, his own nation. And during the period of greatest trouble that will be known upon the earth, called the Great Tribulation, there is no question of doubt. Those who are the righteous, those who shall undoubtedly be claimed by him, will have shown mercy, kindness, love, and help to his own earthly people in their suffering. It will not be the only basis of their salvation. From other scriptures we know, they will have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, from Revelation chapter 7. They will have believed the message that has been preached and will be preached in that coming day by God's own earthly people who shall be his witnesses then. But their attitude and their dealings with his brethren will consummate his decision to prove that by their work they gave evidence of their justification. And by their work, showing their kindness to his earthly people, they thus proved themselves worthy to be spoken thus to, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now here is the purpose of the judgment, to bring them into the kingdom, to prove their worthiness of that kingdom. On the other hand, likewise to those on the left, the goat, he says, depart from me, ye cursed. My beloved, may I point out to you the opposite expression. To one group he says, come ye blessed. To the other group, depart ye cursed. Oh, my beloved, I want to ask again, which word would the Lord speak to you if you were living upon the earth at that time that is yet to come? Would he call you blessed and bring you into the blessing of his kingdom? Would he call you cursed and command you to depart from him and to depart into that place of which he says is everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels? My beloved, I must take this opportunity to remind you that here the Lord Jesus tells us very plainly, the horrors of hell. Everlasting fire. He tells us very plainly, the preparation of that abode was divinely made for the devil himself and for his unholy angel. Now, beloved, let me say, the devil is doing his utmost to take men and women to hell. And many are following him there. And hell was prepared for the devil and for his angels. But God in his mercy and love sent his son to save you and me from that hell. I want to ask you a simple but pointed question. Are you going to hell? Oh, my friend, if Christ is not your Savior, if you have not trusted him and his work of Calvary Christ, you are on your way to that eternal hell. But, oh, my friend, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance and live. And even at the judgment of the living nations, the issues of eternity are involved. Eternal life, eternal hell. Oh, may I go to the closing of the chapter? For I want you to recognize that when the Lord sets up his earthly throne, and the end of the Gentile dominion will have come, he will separate the Gentile nations, the individuals of the remaining nations, as to their eternal destiny. To those on his right, his sheep come into the blessing of the kingdom. To those on his left, everlasting fire to depart into. Now let me close with these words at the end of the chapter, as he speaks of those who shall be lost. These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. My beloved, may I say, though we are touching upon and closing the subject of God and the nation, and its future purposes with them, may I say, the issues of eternity are involved, and I want to ask, where will you spend eternity? Eternity, eternity, where will you spend eternity? Did heaven or hell, for you and me, make now your choice? Which shall it be? My beloved, though we speak of prophecy, may I say again, the future involves, where will you and I spend eternity? Is Christ your Savior? If not, take him as your Savior and Lord today. Bless thy word, Father, in our Savior's name for his glory. Amen.